listening, wherever you are in the world, welcome to the second of the Flax Farm podcast. We've got some chickens in the background making quite a lot of noise, so we'll all have to live with that. And then we've got Claire here. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Richard.
And we've got Lee here. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Richard.
So today we're going to be talking about all things flax, being the Flax Farm podcast. That's exactly what you would expect. So we're going to be talking about some of the health benefits. We're going to be talking about... So our Chief Scientific Officer, Claire, who's this Flax Farm, is Claire's baby. She knows loads and loads of stuff about that. So what we're going to be doing is bringing some of that to you through this podcast. So Claire, why would I use flax oil or flax products in order to make me feel better?
Because it's got a lot of nutrients in it that you need and that you don't get in your everyday diet. So it's got omega-3, it's got fibre and it's got lignans. And they're all good for men and for women. And there's lots of antioxidants in it as well.
Antioxidants, heard a lot about those.
Antioxidants come in lots of different classes, and they're not just the ones that you see, like vitamin C or the purple bits of cabbage. The big one in linseed is the lignans, which is 800 times more antioxidant than vitamin E.
Wow.
And it plays a very big anti-inflammatory role in the diet. And it's a natural thing in the diet to have more lignans, but because we've been inclined to make our food less fibrous, we're not getting the lignans that is normally in fibre.
Okay.
And that's why that when we actually get lignans, we get benefit from it. It's a natural thing.
Yeah, so these are natural things. These are things that we would have had. Is it a paleo diet where we use...
Our sort of ape ancestors all ate things with much more fibre in. And now we're getting something that we did need and we probably didn't know that they'd gone.
Lee, anything to add there? Lee's our admin manager here. She's the one, when you've put an order through and it goes slightly wrong for whatever reason, Lee's the one that sorts it out. But she does know some stuff about this, perhaps not as much as Claire. So Lee's relatively new to Flax Farm. So what do you know about flax products?
Well, before I came here, I just knew that, or I'd seen that flax was the new sort of health food, or flax seeds were appearing in lots of recipes and diet. And I hadn't really taken much notice of it, to be honest, until I came here and started talking to Claire about how flax can help in a diet. So, obviously, I was going to give it a go. So
you mentioned your kids as well were using it as a health...
They've started using it as to help their hormone... my daughter particularly, to help her sort of hormones balance out a bit more, to help her in... diet. She's quite inflamed, and she finds that using the flaxseed and the oil helps to calm the inflammation down a bit.
That's interesting you say that. So Claire, the flax oil flaxseed diet is really good as anti-inflammatory.
Linseed is very anti-inflammatory. Flaxseed is very anti-inflammatory, and it comes at it from lots of different directions. So you've got omega-3 in the oil, which is just really simple. If you really want to hit inflammation big time, you include some linseed oil, flaxseed oil in your diet. And that is, you'll get the biggest, fastest gains on something that's inflammatory. And inflammatory doesn't actually necessarily just mean bad joints, stress, anxiety. It's also things like dry skin and dry eyes, lethargy. A lot of these things really are signs of inflammation, where various messages in the body aren't getting through as quickly as they should. You have linseed oil, omega-3, and you can notice the results really quickly. When I first took it, I took it on a Wednesday, and by Friday morning it was going, so, oh my God, my skin's not dry anymore. And away I went. I carried on taking it just for that. I didn't even know it was going to do the other bits. It was just, it was omega-3, and I didn't have an omega-3, and my God, look what happened when I took omega-3. And from there on in, my joints got better, my skin got better, my mood got better, and I suddenly one day... all this shit was going on in my life, but all of a sudden, I suddenly thought, this is what mental well-being is. I felt good in my head.
I found, since taking it, just little things. It's like, you don't know it's doing you any good until you realise that you weren't in such a good state in the first place. So things like, I found that my stomach shrunk and my mood has balanced out.
Lovely.
And just... nothing you can really put your finger on, but people have said, oh, you're looking well. And I haven't had Botox. So, yeah, it's just that all those little things that add up. that you notice on a sort of very long-term basis. I think I've probably been taking it for about 3 months now. And finding different ways to incorporate it into the diet.
The flat tummy is a real thing.
You've
got a flat tummy because linseed is helping your body sort out, instead of storing food around your tummy, it's helping you to mobilise the calories into your muscles, so you've got use it for energy, which makes you feel more energised, which is why you're feeling a bit more chipper.
Yeah.
And it's also a fact that people who have more omega-3 in their diet have a better waist-hip ratio, i.e. smaller waists. And that's why if you find Eskimos who live off lots of oily fat fish, they're quite skinny underneath all their fur coats.
That gets quite funny with the Eskimo life. Just so, okay, so we know about the health stuff. We know it's anti-inflammatory. We're all of a certain age here.
We've got to do the andropause as well. Because we've got the andropause and the menopause.
All right, okay. So the idea of today's podcast was to talk about menopause and perimenopause. Claire, let's go.
Well, when we get to these certain ages, we all go through the menopause. And nobody believes me that when I had the menopause, it was the best thing that ever happened. And the first thing I knew was I hadn't had a period for 3 months. And that's all the menopause was. No reactions. I did not put on weight. I felt fantastic. Oh my God, how good is it? No,
you're going to upset a lot of women saying that, Claire. A lot of women are going to get very upset. You went through the menopause and nothing more than period stopping.
Well, it was good, but when I was actually heading for the menopause, i.e. during my sort of childbearing years, I had the worst PMT that anybody ever had. I was not evil to live with, but if somebody annoyed me, they got what they deserved. And I lost it regularly because of that, and it made my hormones absolutely ghastly. I felt depressed, I felt anxious, homicidal. And I also used to get eating cravings, and my digestion used to go to pieces, and I'm really up and down. And if you have a bad PMT, you're usually destined for a bad menopause, and that all makes sense to me. What happened was that I hit linseed when I was in my 40s, and all the PMT just disappeared. All of a sudden, I was on an even keel every day of the month. It was great. I didn't know which day of the month it was. I didn't know because I wasn't getting PMT.
And why anymore. Do you think that was? Why do you think that is?
Several things happened at once, actually. But the first thing was that the ground linseed has got lignans in, and the lignans are magic for balancing women's hormones. And that works really fast if you eat about 45 grams a day, which is 2 heaped tablespoons twice a day. And that's what I was doing. And I was actually doing it to lose weight. I wasn't doing it for my hormones. And at the same time, I was also taking linseed oil, flaxseed oil. And the oil is very high in omega-3. And that makes your body work more the way it should do, makes it work like a well-oiled machine. So instead of things lurching from having too much hormone to too little hormone, and just generally feeling crap in one direction or the other, all of a sudden, everything's working like a little well-oiled sewing machine, and you just tick along on a daily basis. It means that if your body needs hormones, it'll produce it. If it actually needs to switch off the hormones, it'll switch them off. So therefore, you're already responding better, and you've got less inflammation, so your mood's automatically going to start being better. So it's an all-over body thing. It's a real holistic thing, this. So I was taking the oil for the omega-3. That helped my skin. I felt better. It helped my mood, I felt more energetic, I started taking more exercise. Because I was trying to lose weight at the time, and linseed takes you onto a flaxseed, takes you onto a very sort of ketogenic type diet, or low carb diet, it means that you lose weight very easily. And the oil actually boosts your metabolism, so your insulin, leptin and ghrelin, which are your weight loss and body control hormones, all start working better for you. And so you're less likely to have cravings, more likely to go, no, I'm full. And when you do have carbohydrates and sugars and calories in your system, your body will do the right thing rather than just piling it on your tummy. And if you haven't got quite enough calories, your body will burn them off. In fact, it burns off calories free of whatever. So when you start taking more linseed, your body stops thinking you're in a famine, starts actually burning calories off freely. And it wakes up all the places that you burn off calories, because one of the things of linseed is flaxseed oil, omega-3, is it does help your body to wake up to doing what it's meant to do, which is burning off calories. So it's feeling a little chipper. So you feel good because of that. You start, and it probably start exercising more because you feel like it. Exercise came to me just because I was bursting with energy. And then doing more energy, more exercise meant that I was going to the gym more. I was running more, walking more. That all starts building muscle up. One of the other things about flaxseed oil is it encourages your body to put on muscle. And this is something that is very noticeable for older men and older women who stop putting on muscle very easily. And all of a sudden, there I was in my mid to late 40s, putting on muscle like no tomorrow. If I went to the gym and started doing workouts, within a few days, my body was responding
with
really good lean muscle. And my muscle fat ratio went down. And the muscle fat ratio is actually quite important in your menopause reaction. So if you can actually improve your muscle to fat ratio in your body,
your body. So the whole thing here, Claire, so what we're talking about is, I hate the term magic cure, but we've got...
Yeah, it is.
We've got... Yeah. So we've got...
We could go into the science. What, and be all geeky about it.
It's another podcast, I think. what we're saying is, so we've got... So you discovered flax oil because you were trying to solve your problems with your own health issues.
I did it for weight.
Yep.
And along the way, the weight just fell off and stayed off really easily. It taught me to eat better. But along the way, the menopause, or not the menopause, the perimenopause, as I was probably going into, and the PMT, just disappeared. And the only way, and Lee was saying, you only feel that you're getting better when you realise how bad you were. And one day I forgot to take my linseed for a couple of days, and all of a sudden the homicidal rages came back, at which point I knew what had happened. It suddenly twigged. And so I ate a whole load more linseed, and I felt myself just calming down again. Yeah, it was lovely.
But so this is like any other kind of way of managing your own health issues, rather than looking to medical science for a solution. We're looking at using something that's been around for many thousands of years.
And it's just a food. It's an everyday food, and it's used, as you say, for thousands of years all around the world. And big users in places from Ethiopia to India. Been enthusiastic.
Well, we know Eastern Europe and India, flax products and flax oil are used, you know, consistently.
Absolutely, they all know the benefits.
Yeah, yeah. The Ayurvedic medicine, I think it's called.
Yeah.
That I won't be. Yeah, so, okay. Lee.
Yes.
You've been using flax products.
Yeah, for about 3 months. And
you are of that age.
Thank you.
We all are, in all fairness. We all are.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, listening to what Claire said. And knowing the benefits that I felt from it in the last 3 months, I wish I'd had it, or wish I'd known about it back
before you.
Yeah, before, because I think a lot of women find that they go into perimenopause without really realizing, and it isn't just the hot flushes or feeling down. You know, a lot of women start feeling very sort of in their, well, it can be as early as early 40s up to 50s, start actually questioning their lives and getting very depressed and ending up at the doctors in a bad state and being prescribed antidepressant.
Well, my own personal experience with my wife was just that, and the fact that she knew something was happening. She wasn't sure where it was leading to, and so that's exactly what she did. She ended up putting on a bit of weight, not feeling quite right, and ended up going to the doctors, and straight away the first thing is they say was
antidepressants.
You're depressed. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So that's the route they go down. So that's really quite interesting.
And it's great, isn't it, that now there's much more highlight and discussion, open discussion about perimenopause and menopause.
But it doesn't need to happen. The reason it's being discussed is it's becoming so prevalent, and it is linked to everybody eating less good diets, putting on more weight, getting bad fats in their diet. And what we're looking at is putting more good fats in, more fibre in, vegetable protein, which you get from ground linseed, more lignans, which balance your hormones for you. They really do work a bit like nature's
HRT. I think it's trying to let people know that, you know, while it is a natural thing to go through, and unfortunately all women will go through it.
It doesn't have to be a go-through situation. We have seen it for a long time getting worse. There are countries in the world where they don't even have a word for it, that women just one day don't have periods. And that is exactly what happened to me.
Yeah, I think that's what I was trying to say, really, is that it's about, you know, more focus on what you can do yourself. I know, you know, you've got HRT and they're great for a lot of people. But if we can have these discussions and through these discussions show people or highlight to people that actually, you know, exercise, diet, and what you're eating and what you're putting in your body is just as important about balancing those lower levels of estrogen or estrogen that you're going
well,
to
the other thing that happens also, that when you've got more omega-3, I think, is that whatever estrogens your body still has, because you are not completely got no estrogen, even when you've gone through the menopause and not having periods anymore, you've still got some estrogen just in other places doing other things. And what should happen is your body should become more responsive to the estrogen you have got, and that does what you need, and it should do. And that again is the omega-3 thing, reducing inflammation so your body uses it the right way, because you're not going to be having a baby, so your body knows that it doesn't need to have all this much estrogen, because at a certain stage of life you just don't need it anymore. But it's still...
That's why we grow beards and moustaches, isn't it?
Don't. There's going to be women listening to this thinking, oh no, is this really going to be happening to me? Okay, so what do we do, Claire? How much flax oil do you use? How do you use it?
I mean, I'm still playing around and obviously take a lot of advice from Claire, but I actually find that I prefer the flax oil. I find it really much easier to encompass into my diet. You know, I use it on things like potato. I use it instead. Anywhere that I'd maybe have put butter, I drizzle my oil. I think the best...
And what you then get is this lovely balance, better balance of fatty acids. Yeah. So the omega-3, omega-6 fatty acid balance just goes all the right way. You've got much higher omega-3. And because you're not using other salad dressings and things like that, omega-6 goes down. So the ratio is more where it should be. And if you stop eating quite so much butter and cream and things like that, it sort of frees up your metabolism to use the omega-3 better.
I think the best tip I was given was to put my spoonful of linseed oil, flax oil, into plain yogurt and mix it up with the plain yogurt.
It's delicious.
So absolutely delicious. And then add in some flax seeds or porridge, oats.
Ground flax.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've been using it in different ways. And like I said before... There was never. Oh my goodness! Look, my tummy's gone flat. Or oh my goodness, I feel brilliant at the end of the week. It's just been sort of a slow climb up a hill, and you get to the top without the puff, and you get to the top, and you think, oh,
how did that happen?
Yeah,
wasn't expecting that today.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so
well, I lost 3.5 stone with it, going back 20 odd years, and it just stayed off. And now, if I actually go and get naughty and eat lots of naughty things, I start to put on a few pounds, I only have to just think, oh dear, and it falls away again. No problem at all. And I've still got a waist, which I'm the only one in my family who has.
Right. Okay, so if we've got any women that are interested in some more, how can they contact us? What email you, Claire? Email you, Lee? What?
Yeah, Flax Farm Limited.
Flaxfarm.co.uk.
Claire at flaxfarm.co.uk. admin@flaxfarm.co.uk, info@flaxfarm, just flaxfarm, just go to the website, flaxfarm.co.uk.
So you can contact us through there. Any menopause questions, any health issues, any health questions you may have in relation to flax products or flax oil, you can contact us there. Meanwhile, this is the first...
What we want to do when people phone in is to actually just make sure that if they want to know which product would be the best one for them, for their particular concern, that we can point them in the right direction and give them some ideas how to use it within in their own diet. And we can do that.
There you go. So that's your question answered. If you're not sure, want to know which way, what is the right way forward for you, give us a call, drop us an email, and we'll respond accordingly. This is the first of the podcast where we're going to be talking about flax and all sorts of diet and health-related issues that we think we can solve. Leave us some feedback. Get in touch. Let us know what you think. Leave us a review. That'll be really helpful. Let us know what further content you want. Until the next time, this is Richard, Lee and Claire saying goodbye and see you soon.
Bye.
Hopefully see you soon.